from KQED.
This is the California Report. Happy Thanksgiving to you. I'm John Sepulvedo. For many people, today is about getting around the table with friends or family and eating and talking and eating some more. But for those who might be at odds with their loved ones over the recent election, or for those who are at odds with their bank account, as the economic recovery still hasn't come to all Californians, Thanksgiving and the start of the holiday season might seem like a giant drag. But Californian comedian Amy Miller says just because things might seem broke doesn't mean they're broken.
The idea of Thanksgiving is a very magical one to me. You know, if I were to draw an emotional color map for Thanksgiving, I'd be hanging out exclusively in the warm side of the crayon box. You know, lots of burnt siennas and sepias. Because when you're broke, Thanksgiving as a holiday offers a really beautiful proposition, which is, do you have a $6 ham and a box of wine? Congratulations, you get a holiday. Although in my family, there are still some very hurt feelings over the 1 year that Dad decided we were doing ham only. Ham only. It's downright un-American. Thanksgiving for broke people is a lower stress holiday. You make food, you watch football, you have one of those way too deep naps at a weird time and then wake up all confused like, isn't it Thursday? Why am I not at work? Why is my uncle here? Ooh, look, pie. There's no pressure to buy gifts or decorate anything, although I would never turn my nose up at a Christmas tree going up ambitiously early. A cheerful yet ominous reminder of the money you're supposed to spend in the next month. A couple years ago, my family decided to spend Thanksgiving at Disneyland. You know, Disneyland, the quote-unquote happiest place on earth. Well, we went with several children and several people who were acting like children by the end of the night. It always seems like a good idea to spend a holiday in a place that specializes in magical times until you're coordinating an entire family and each person's needs. You know, some people are too small for certain rides, some people, not naming any names, are too scared of certain rides, and some people have to breastfeed on a regular basis. Did you know there are designated breastfeeding areas at Disneyland? Well, I was able to convince my nephew to go into the Haunted Mansion. I never thought of it as a scary ride. During the Christmas season, all the ghosts are dancing around a big tree. Jack Skellington wears a Santa hat. It just seemed like the kind of innocuous holiday fun he'd enjoy. Well, I was wrong. He cried pretty much right away at being locked in a room with a bunch of spooky paintings and this ghoulish voice giving directions over loud thunderclaps. His mother and I stepped into the ride, my nephew between us, and his crying grew louder. With a smirk that I didn't realize I had, I told him he was going to be fine, that it wasn't scary, that it would be over soon. He caught the smirk, ever the astute little man, and he said, tears in his eyes, "It's not fair to tell me it's going to be okay when my fear is so real." What five-year-old talks like that? I felt simultaneously so guilty and proud. Family plans for this year are a little less magical than the idea I have in my head. Like many families, ours has suffered a rift since the election. The prospect of even writing a fun Thanksgiving story of happy memories and board games and mashed potatoes felt nearly impossible. My family's mostly women, some of us gay, and all of us left wondering how the matriarch of our family brought herself to vote against the first female presidential candidate, ensuring the election of someone so vehemently against our rights, our health, and our marriages. I guess she's one of those working-class white women you keep hearing about, the women who've been so repeatedly thrown under the election results bus. I'd be worried my mother might hear this, but it's on public radio, and if we've learned anything from the past year, it's that most of us have been guilty of hanging out in our own comfy corners of media. Perhaps one of the biggest walls that's been built so far was the one keeping us well-meaning liberal folks from hearing any dissenting voices, and the other side doing just the same. Decisions were made not based on the people in our lives or the rights and safety of loved ones, but on rhetoric, anger, and a general feeling of powerlessness. And here we are. Faced with holiday dinners and work cocktail parties, staring into the faces of people we otherwise love, wondering how they made this decision. How we got to a place as a country, as a family, of having a man in the White House whose campaign points at undoing every bit of progress we've made in the past 100 years. It hurts. But here's the thing. You can have Thanksgiving with whomever the hell you want. You don't want to get into a political debate with your uncle over pecan pie? You don't have to. Find the people in your life you enjoy, get a box of wine and a turducken, and buckle yourselves in for a long winter of trying to reconnect to people. Not to rhetoric, not to people you went to elementary school with, shouting into the social media ether, not to anger, to people, to listening, to having uncomfortable conversations, to ham. Like a lot of you, I have many voices in my life saying, it's going to be okay, it's not scary, we've been through this before. And I want you to know that it's okay to look at them and say, it's not fair to tell me it's going to be okay when my fear is so real. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
That was comedian Amy Miller. She lives in LA, she's from the East Bay, and she's got a new comedy album out. It's called Solid Gold from the record company Kill Rock Stars.
The Christmas tree's on fire. It's burning down the house. Flames are getting higher, and I'm trying to put it out.
Support for the California Report comes from Wharton San Francisco's Executive MBA program, delivering a rigorous academic experience immersed in the unique Bay Area ecosystem and access to a globally connected network. sfwharton.com. Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. And the James Irvine Foundation, expanding economic and political opportunity for Californians who are working but struggling with poverty. More at irvine.org.
If you are putting Christmas trees up this weekend, make sure you give them lots of water. Trees put up in November are more likely to dry up and catch fire. That's according to the National Fire Protection Association. This has been the California Report for Thanksgiving Thursday, November 24th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm John Sepulvedo. Happy Thanksgiving!